Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Governor Mike Dunleavy has appointed a new director of public safety. Dunleavy announced the appointment of former Alaska State Trooper head Jim Cockrell at a press conference this morning on the Kenai. According to a press release, Cockrell has served several assignments with the state troopers and Alaska wildlife troopers starting in 1983 and retiring as a colonel in 2017. Most recently, Cockrell was working as a security supervisor for Marathon Oil's Kenai refinery. Cockrell's name will be submitted to both the Alaska House and Senate for confirmation. Cockrell replaces Amanda Price, who resigned in February. Price said she was forced out over disagreements with Dunleavy over personnel and policy issues. A weather-altered Kobuk 440 sled dog race is winding down, with the first mushers arriving in Kotzebue this morning. KOTZ reports that Tony Browning of Nenana was first to arrive this morning, but the actual race winner won't be announced until officials adjust times to account for different distances traveled during a storm, which forced rerouting of the race and a restart yesterday. Nine more mushers are still on the trail, with Ryan Reddington and Gunnar Johnson on pace to arrive in Kotzebue about now. Temperatures dipped into the 20s and 30s below zero this morning across northern Alaska. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Berg says record and near record lows were recorded at some locations.
Live and good was the low, coldest spot in the area at 34 below. Bettles hit 33 below, which tied their record low for this date. We also had 29 below at Fort Wainwright, and at the Fairbanks International Airport, we had 24 below, which tied the record for this date.
Berg says cloud cover moving in should keep morning lows from dropping as far tomorrow and Thursday, but that expected clearing on Friday and Saturday is forecast to allow the mercury to dip again. I'm Dan Bross.